Theater is on the air.
Go radio. It's the Riders on the radio. Come on, partner, saddle up and go. Get ready for the cowboy show. Yodelay, yodelay, yay. We've been working since the break of day. We've been doing it the cowboy way. And now it's time to play. We're gonna ride and rope and wrangle a tune. We're gonna hoot and holler and howl at the moon.
Yes, partners, it's time to saddle up and ride the airwaves once again with America's favorite cowboys, Riders in the Sky. Too Slim, the man of many hats, Woody Paul, the king of the cowboy fiddlers, and Ranger Doug, the idol of American youth. This is Texas Big Spender inviting you to join Riders in the Sky for a thrilling program of high yodeling adventure.
We're gonna ride and rope and wrangle a tune. We're gonna hoot and holler and howl at the moon. Yodelay-you. Every buckaret and buckaroo, there's a place around the fire for you, with Riders in the Sky. So come on and let's ride.
And now here are Riders in the Sky.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, buckaroos and buckarettes. And thank you, Texas Bix Bender, the voice that sold a million baby chicks over Border Radio. Yes, this is Ranger Doug, idol of American youth, welcoming you on behalf of Riders in the Sky to Riders Radio Theater. And this appearance number 1,869 in our long and checkered career. Before we send even one more doggie down through the chute, let me take a moment to introduce Riders in the Sky to you. To my left, that's your right, as you contemplate the warm glow in the dial of your 1948 Grundig Majestic, is the young man who plays the string bass in our trio. He's the best part of the meal. He's Too Slim.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.
What I hear.
Thank you, Ranger Doug. Everything from soup to nuts.
Yes, Slim. Thank you so much. To my right, that's your left, the king of the cowboy fiddlers, Woody Paul!
Thank you. Thank you, friends. Y'all, keep your seats. Please, please, keep your seats. Please. And ladies and gentlemen, here's the meat and potatoes. The idol of American youth, Ranger Doug.
And, of course, the icing on the cake, our orchestra leader, Joey the Cow Polka King. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, buckaroos and buckarettes, a great show ahead of us, starting with Too Slim leading us in the Gary McMahon classic, I'm an Old Cow Poke.
I'm an old cow poke, I don't use no soap, I swings a rope and eats antelope, no Sunday thunder's got me buffalo. Devastation rides upon my breath, and I scare the ladies plumb to death when I rears back in that saddle and I lets the yodel go. Yodelay, 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 yodelay. Well, spin my spurs and kick my rope, I soaked up too much campfire smoke. This old cowpoke's heading for town. Yeah, I just got paid, my cinch is frayed. This ain't no social call, it's a raid. I'm an old lone wolf with a barbed wire tail, and it's my night to howl. Yodelay, 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 yodelay.
Tell us about life, Too Slim.
Well, some folks say that life is swell, and some complain it's troublesome. But I don't care if it's heaven or hell, I'm gonna have me some fun. Bark, you call that a double?
Yeah.
Well, make mine a double-double.
All right.
Stronger whiskey and weaker women's what I say. Yeah, I'll sit here and drink till I get full, and then try and stop this rodeo bull. There'll be a whole lot of me that's bluffing, and a whole lot of me that ain't. Yodelay, 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 hey. Yodelay, 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 hey. Yodelay, hey. Hey, old lady, he's an old cowboy.
And here comes the king of the cowboy fiddlers. And Joey, the cow polka king. Some royalty.
Well, but busting bottles and flying lead. They broke a forest of furniture over my head. I had quite a time last night. What I hear.
You ought to see yourself, Slim.
But the morning comes and the sun's getting brighter. I'm snaking across the prairie like a spider. I hope the sheriff ain't taking the trail that I'm making back to wherever it is. Yodelay, 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 hey. Yodelay, 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 hey. Yodelay, hey. Hey, yodelay, dee.
Oh, do it again, Slim.
Yodelay, 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 hey. Yodelay, 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 hey. Yodelay, hey. Hey, yodelay, dee.
He's an old cowpoke.
Stay tuned to this station for more of Writers Radio Theater right after this magniloquent message from Campfirelight Books.
Friends, Dr. B. Baxter Basil here, MD, College of Eclectic Medicine, LS, MFT, DOD, and member, National Geographic Society. And this is Mrs. Dr. B. Baxter Basil.
Hello, friends. It's so good to visit with you today.
Thank you, Mama. Thank you. Friends, are you one of the millions of wretches who suffer from the heartbreak of a wimpy vocabulary? Do you have trouble getting your messages through? If so, don't despair. There is hope. There is help. There is a book called The Winning Side of Lingo.
Oh,
yes, the inimitable side meat has written a book that will power pack your vocabulary and change your life. Pause with me now, if you will, and consider the plight of poor Wilbur Petrie, who has worked long and hard for his employer, and who has come to ask for a raise.
Come in, Petrie. What is it?
Mr. Hardnut, I've been with the company for 10 years now, and each year my quotas have increased, sir, and I've met them without fail. Therefore, sir, I feel I deserve greater compensation for my efforts, sir.
Yes, Petrie, I'd like to give you a raise, sir, but with the bonuses I'm giving to myself and the other executives, well, it just isn't possible, Petrie. Maybe next year.
Oh, well, thank you, sir. Sorry to bother you.
Next year? Why not this year? Let's play that scene again, but without the wimpy dialogue. This time, Petrie has read The Winning Side of Lingo.
Come in, Petrie. What do you want?
Listen up, you mangy polecat. I'm being hornswoggled by the crooks in this outfit. Either you cough up a raise or I'm parting your hair with this here wagon tongue.
Yes, I'll bet he got that raise. Well, now let's take the case of Mr. Rollo Bingham. He seeks to woo the fair Bernice. He thinks he knows a smooth romantic turn of speech or two, and yet, well, listen to this.
My darling, what will it take to loosen the icy bonds that encircle your heart? You know I love everything about you. Your walk, your sweet words, whole lyrical love, half angel, half bird. Darling, darling, you must wake up. I'm making love to you.
What? Who are you?
Poor Rollo. Let's see now how Mr. Milktoast would handle this after reading The Winning Side of Lingo.
Oh, baby, you make my heart kick like a mule in heat. Oh. When you walk, it looks like a tater sack full of jackrabbits. Say, what's for dinner?
Anything you want, sugar.
Friends, you know lingo like that would win a fair maiden's heart if anything could.
I'll say so, Dr. Basil.
Sit down, that Mama. Yes, this is the book that will give you a dynamic, robust, power-packed vocabulary of great sidekick lingo, and it's yours for only $9.99. We also include a gazetteer at no extra cost that will teach you the proper sidekick pronunciations for geographical locations like
California
or
Nevada
and the immortal
Altoona.
And there is a special chapter for when things really get hot that will teach you how to rage in unintelligible gibberish at the top of your lungs. So don't delay. Act today. Do it now. Do it today. Here's how to order.
Is it time to go now, Dr. Basil?
Sit down, Mama.
To order your personal copy of A Winning Side of Lingo, have your Visa, Albanian Express, or MasterCard ready and dial 1-900.
Bow.
That's 1-900.
Bow.
And remember, this is not a toll-free call.
Bow.
now we return to Riders Radio Theater. Here again are Riders in the Sky.
Thank you, Texas Bix Bender. Thank you so much. It's guest time here on Riders Radio Theater, a time I've come to fear. What'll it be this time? A banjo player? A Mountie? A jug band? What have you got for us now, Slim?
Well, Ranger Doug, you know I am in charge of booking the acts for the show. And
yes,
this week I have a... well, Ranger Doug, I got Susie Boggess, Ranger Doug.
What?
She's a... Yeah, she's a...
Well, I know who she is.
Yeah.
She records for Capitol Records.
Right.
And she's a real up-and-coming singer.
Right.
She's beautiful.
Yeah.
She yodels. She's got to be way too expensive for our budget.
No. No problem there, Ranger Doug.
Slim, you didn't use your cheesy Ed Sullivan impression to trick Susie into coming on this show, did you?
Oh, no, Ranger Doug. I cut a kind of a package deal with the Mammoth Cruise Lines. See, she works for us cheap, and she gets a free cruise, so to speak.
Slim, you mean she gets a working cruise she has to perform?
Yeah, exactly.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, let's bring her out. Ladies and gentlemen, Capitol recording artist Susie Boggess.
Yeah,
welcome to Riders Radio Theater.
Well, thanks. It's great to be here.
Well, we're just delighted to have you. I understand you have a new album on Capitol Records.
Yeah, it's going to be coming out real soon. It's called Somewhere Between.
Ooh, well, I want a copy for sure.
Well,
anyhow, did you pick out a good cowboy song to sing with us here tonight?
I should do. This is one of my favorites, and it's on the album. It's called I Want to Be a Cowboy Sweetheart.
Say.
Whoa, you are.
I want to be a cowboy sweetheart.
Say.
I want to learn to rope and ride. I want to ride o'er the plains and the deserts. Out west of the great divide. I want to hear the coyotes howling while the sun sets in the west. I want to be pillar my head near the sleeping herd while the moon shines down from above. I want to strum my guitar, ole-he. Oh, that's the life I love. I'll get it, Woody.
Good this week.
Oh, gosh. Thanks, Ranger Doug.
Well, thanks for being here with us, Susie.
Well,
what a
delight. Thanks, fellas. It sounded great, but I got to go because my cruise ship's going to leave.
Well, so we'll see you later. Well, let's give her a big hand as she goes to Hawaii. I guess. So long. Bye-bye, Susie.
Big cruise.
Big cruise, yeah.
Riders Radio Theater is a production of Mammoth Radio Pictures in association with WPLN Productions and is taped live at the Tennessee Performing Arts Center in Nashville, Tennessee. And now Riders Radio Theater presents the ongoing saga of the Cowboy Way. Tonight we present Episode 3 of the exciting melodrama Mystery of the Lost Ozone. As faithful listeners will no doubt recall, Riders in the Sky are having an eventful week. First, their herd was lost in a mysterious stampede. No! Then, leaving side meat behind to watch the ranch, they made a mad dash to Hollywood. Their goal was to restore their herd by becoming game show contestants on the popular quiz show Dialing for Dogies. This they quickly accomplished, and in no time at all, they'd won not only a new herd and a spectacular Vaughn Monroe poster, but also a trip to Hawaii. Making arrangements to meet side meat at the boat, they collected their new herd and drove it down the Hollywood freeway to the L.A. International Airport, where they made arrangements to leave it in long-term parking until they could return from Hawaii and reclaim it. Then they hailed a cab.
Boy, we're sure lucky to find a cab way out here.
Right. Lucky.
Then they raced to the harbor, where their cruise ship was preparing to set sail. They got there just in the nick of time.
Woody, go on aboard and see if you can find side meat. Slim, get our tickets from the purser. I'll get the luggage.
But when Ranger Doug opened the trunk, it was empty.
What? Driver, what's happened to our luggage? Looks like you lost it, cowboy.
Oh, no. Is this the end of Riders in the Sky?
Well, it really doesn't look that bad, too, Slim. But it's time to find out just how bad it is as we present Episode 4 of Mystery of the Lost Ozone.
No time to worry about the luggage, Slim. We'll file a claim when we get back. Come on, the boat's leaving.
Okay, Ranger Doug.
And the boat was leaving. Only seconds after Ranger Doug and Two Slim's boots hit the deck, the gangway was raised, and the pride of the Mammoth Cruise Line, the USS Golden Bee Hind, set sail to the island paradise of Hawaii.
Gosh, Ranger Doug, I don't see Woody or Side Meat anywhere.
Well, if I know Woody, he'll be down in the galley eating. Side Meat, he could be anywhere. Check with the purser and make sure he got on board. I'll go see if he's with Woody.
Okay, Ranger Doug.
Ranger Doug was right. Woody was in the galley. But when they joined Slim on deck, they got some bad news.
He missed the boat.
That old coot.
Oh, that's too bad. But you know, he can still join us in Hawaii.
Same.
I'll have the captain wire the home office and have someone meet him at the dock whenever he does show up and tell him to fly over here and meet us in Honolulu.
Great idea, Ranger Doug.
Yeah.
Well, it's that kind of thinking that's made me the idol of American youth.
Meanwhile, back on shore, a familiar wizened figure on a mule named Senator arrives at the empty dock.
Whoa, Senator, whoa.
Hey, partner, you over there. Yeah, where can I find the good ship Golden Bee Hind?
Hey, dude, well, like about 20 miles out at sea, man.
Oh, no, I missed it. Oh, no. Say, what time's the next ship?
Well, like a couple of weeks, dude, if you're, like, into linear time.
Oh, no. 2 weeks. I'll miss the whole vacation. Hey, I got an idea. Who belongs to that little dinghy over there?
Tubular, isn't it? That's mine, if you're into, like, ownership.
Well, I am into, like, borrowship. Hey, what do you say we trade out for a couple of weeks? You take old Senator here, and why, I'll take your dinghy.
Awesome. Okay, like barter. Wow. My chick is really into big dogs, too. Really cool.
No. Oh, no. He's a mule, see?
Really, that is the most tubular dog. Bark, dude. Come on.
No, he's a mule, you idiot. Here we get in the boat here. Okay, now, how do I start this thing?
You pull on the rope. Come on, Senator. Heel, boy. Come on. Good dog. Come on, Senator.
Hey, I can't start this dang motor.
Yeah, well, like, I can't start this dog either, okay? You really bum me out.
Well, hey, get around behind him and kick him in the butt.
Really? Way cool. Okay, you did like the same thing to the motor, dude.
Oh,
Cole, it really worked. Okay, did it work for you too?
No, man, you think I'm dirty.
We'll just kick her some more. Come on, Senator. Come on. Good dog.
Meanwhile, back on the high seas, riders in the sky are relaxing on the foredeck, watching a spectacular golden sunset over the Pacific Ocean.
Gosh, isn't that beautiful?
Boy, it sure is, Slim.
Gee.
Yeah, but you know, boys, all those white caps out there on the waves is making me homesick.
Homesick?
Yeah. Remind me of the little white faces on our new herd of doggies.
Excuse me, could you boys raise your boots so I can swab under here?
Sure, ma'am, no problem. Say we...
Susie!
Riders in the sky? Too slim?
Gee, Susie, this is great running into you here.
Yeah, it is, but... Well, what's going on here?
Well, it's not so great. I've been swabbing decks now for 12 hours.
Oh, Susie, you mean... Oh, I had no idea. I thought you'd be singing, but I guess you're not.
Uh-uh.
Well, gosh, it's still great to see you.
Well, I'm glad you think so, too, Slim, because I've picked up this bucket a million times today, and every time I picked it up, I thought of you and where I'd like to put it.
No, Susie, you don't want to dump it over my head. No!
Susie, I'm so sorry. I can't tell you how sorry we are that this happened to you. I'll tell you what. Well, what we'll do is I'll pitch in and do your work for you. You can have a real vacation for the rest of this trip. Right, boys?
Yeah, great idea, Ranger Doug.
We'll get this thing off my head.
Susie, put down that mop. Sit up on that rail there and the beautiful Pacific sunset behind you, and why don't you serenade us with a song while we swab the deck for you?
Well, all right. Here's one that I think you'll like. It'll remind you of home. As I was out riding, the graveyard shift midnight till dawn, the moon was as bright as a reading light for a letter from an old friend back home. He said, last night I run on to Jenny. She's married and has a good life. Boy, you sure miss the track when you never come back. She's a perfect professional's wife. And she asked me, why does he ride for his money? And why does he rope for short pay? He ain't getting nowhere, and he's losing his share. Oh, he must have gone crazy out there. But then they've never seen the northern lights, and never seen a hawk on the wing, never seen a spring the great divide. No, they never heard old Cam Cookie sing. Then Billy rode up to relieve me. He just looked at the letter and grinned. And he said, why do they ride for their money? And why do they rope for short pay? They ain't getting nowhere and they're losing their share. Oh, they all must be crazy out there. But then they've never seen
tomahawk all the way. Never seen a spring at the great divide. No, they never heard old Cam Cookie sing.
On that deck, and you did a great job backing me up on that. That sounded great. I'll tell you what, I'm going to go down and freshen up, and then I'll meet you later for dinner.
Well, wow, great idea, Susie.
Yeah, we'll see you then. It's okay. A date.
Meanwhile, back at the dock.
I could have kept my mule. I could have sworn. Say, I'm getting about 3 feet of pull. Waikiki, here I come.
Well, so much for that. Meanwhile, back on board ship, the sun has set. The Golden Behind now knifes through dark, mysterious waters. And as riders in the sky prepare to go below and join Susie Boggess for dinner, a singular figure beckons to them from the darkness near the railing.
Hey, you guys, come here and take a look at this.
Who's that? I don't know. He's got on a white ship's coat. He must be a steward or something.
Gosh, I've never seen anybody except our cab driver with that many bandages wrapped around him.
Hey, you can't even see his face.
Well, let's humor him, boys. Let's see what he wants.
Now, boys, take a gander down there in the ocean. What do you make of it?
Gosh, I can't quite make it out.
Gee, me neither.
Lean over further. You might see it better that way.
Oh, yeah, there it is. It's just a red herring.
You don't say.
Well, they're nothing to be alarmed at. They come through our stories all the time.
Yeah, they don't mean anything. They don't advance the plot. They don't develop characters.
No, not much does in these stories.
Take a closer look at this one, boys. I think it's different. Lean down where you can get a good look. That's it.
Now, boss.
Now.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Oh. Oh. Oh, no, he pushes.
Save your breath, boys. You'll need it. No one can hear us. They're all at dinner with Susie.
Oh, no, is this the end of Riders in the Sky?
We'll find out next week for more adventure on the high seas, and you won't want to miss it. So tune into this station, same time, same place, when we present another episode of Mystery of the Lost Ozone.
Till we meet again, Saddle Pals.
So long, Saddle Pals. It's been so good to see you. Farewell, Saddle Pals.
Very nice.